Doug Williams, a 48-year-old Lockheed Martin assembly line worker, killed five people at his workplace on Tuesday. People who managed him said he was a troubled person who had made threatening remarks to coworkers. He had also been reprimanded. He was even sent to anger counseling classes. The same morning he went on a rampage, he had attended a meeting on how to get along better with his colleagues. We're going to take a few minutes here to talk about anger in the workplace. Joining us now to talk about how to distinguish normal anger from the very destructive kind is Perry Meltzer, a clinical social worker who has helped patients with anger management problems. Thanks for being with us.
It's good to be here.
Now, clearly, all the details in the Mississippi case aren't out yet, so we're not going to talk. We have to be careful when we talk about that. But it is clear that the anger counseling classes Doug Williams went to didn't work for him. Can we in any way construe how effective those classes are from that kind of an example?
I don't think we can generalize from one example. However, people have to be motivated to want to change and also have to have the ability to make some changes and take advantage of the recommendations that are made to them. So the response would vary from individual to individual, but motivation is a major factor.
We're talking about anger management in the workplace, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, how would you describe normal anger?
Normal anger is a response to either immediate situations that a person may be unhappy with or a situation that recalls previous incidents. For instance, someone who is dealing with another individual who reminds them of someone that made them angry or hurt them in the past. That's a normal response, or a normal response to a situation that may frustrate the individual. Actually, it isn't always a bad thing. It can increase motivation to make some changes, to do some problem solving. It's how that anger is expressed that's the difference between a normal or abnormal anger.
Is there a range of normal anger? I mean, what would be the outer range of normal anger? I mean, if somebody yells, I mean, when would you say it goes over into being something that is destructive?
It's destructive if it affects the relationship that an individual has either with his family or with coworkers or with strangers for that matter. When the anger causes that individual to perhaps yell, scream, threaten physical harm, do something of that sort, then it's out of control of the individual. That's kind of the difference between what is the normal range of anger and what is outside of that normal range.
When you're working with people on these issues, what are the characteristics? What creates an angry person? What do you find in their background might make a person use anger in a destructive way?
They may have been mistreated or feel they have been mistreated at some time in their past, especially by parents, teachers, other people who were in authority and who did not recognize or validate them or who physically punished them, treated them harshly, and treated them without respect. They may feel powerless as a consequence of that. And that anger gets stored. It gets to the point where it's kind of festering and is aroused under certain circumstances. These people may also target groups of people as the source of their problems. They may feel powerless, disenfranchised, and that others are responsible for their problems rather than they themselves.
What about people who may not be yellers, and they may not be screamers, but they may be really angry people, and they express their anger in a very different kind of way, that sort of the silent treatment, or in the workplace that could be somebody who just manipulates other people or refuses to deal with certain situations? I mean, aren't there other kinds of anger than just sort of people getting angry by yelling?
Oh, absolutely. There are people who get angry silently, as you just mentioned. There are people who are what we call passive-aggressive. They may act out their anger or resentment by not cooperating, by finding fault with things, by, again, blaming people for the problems that they're having. They're not necessarily angry-looking people. They're not necessarily acting in an aggressive or violent fashion. but they're cynical, they're hostile, they're overly critical of others. These may all be other characteristics of anger.
Now, if you're a supervisor and you work with someone who you think is having problems managing their anger, what's your advice? What do they do?
They can refer that individual to an employee assistance program. They can help be very specific in identifying the behaviors that that individual is exhibiting, such as saying to the individual, we have noticed that you have done such and such, refusing to participate, being overly critical, whatever the situation is, on such and such a day at such a time, and keeping a careful log of these things. Now, if the person makes an overt threat to harm, then that's another story, and that really requires immediate attention.
Huh. What if it's a colleague? Are you getting yourself into a sort of difficult area if you're a colleague and you report it?
I think that everyone has to judge for himself or herself if there is an immediate danger involved. If someone is threatening to harm someone else, as citizens, we really have a responsibility to take that seriously and to report it. If it's the kind of casual remark that people can sometimes make, such as, oh, I'm so angry at that guy, I could strangle him or something like that, then I think we have to assess whether that's a real threat to harm or just an expression of momentary anger. But if the person says that they're going to actually harm an individual, that they have the means to do it, they have a weapon, something of that nature, then that should be taken seriously and it should be reported.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Certainly.
Perry Meltzer is a clinical social worker who has helped patients trying to manage their anger. She joined us on the phone from Baltimore, Maryland. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, in for Neil Conan, NPR News.